I've been telling you guys for a while now about the media's disdain for the NFL. You compare media coverage between the NFL and the NBA, the scales of balance aren't even close. The NBA receives more favorable media coverage than any sport in America. Rarely, rarely do we see negative press involving the NBA, at least in the mainstream media. But the NFL? The NFL gets beaten over and over and over again by the media, and it pisses them off to no end because no matter how bad a light they try to paint the NFL in, their negative coverage has absolutely no impact on the popularity of the league. The media is only as effective as we allow them to be. CNN, for example. CNN airs live programming almost 24 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week. But they have no impact on the culture because no one's watching. Ratings for CNN are down 90%. They are begging for Donald Trump to run for president again and to win in 2024. The past 10 years, the media has been on a crusade to take down the NFL. We saw another example of this yesterday in the New York Times. We're going to get to that in just a second. First, let's go ahead and get into playoff ratings for this past weekend, and you'll see just how little impact negative media coverage is having on the NFL. Let's start with Raiders-Bengals on Saturday afternoon. 28 million, up 16% over last year, 5% over 2020. Patriots-Bills, 26.4 million, up 23% over last year, down 16% over 2020. Now, that 2020 game that they were going up against, that was Titans-Patriots when Tennessee pulled the upset in New England. It was a much closer game than what we saw Saturday night. Eagles-Bucks, well over 30 million. It was Fox's most watched wildcard game since 2018. Niners-Cowboys. This was massive for the NFL and CBS. The game peaked at 50 million, averaged over 40 million. It was the most watched program on television since the Super Bowl last year and up double digits over the last 2 years. Moving on, Steelers-Chiefs Sunday night, nearly 29 million, up 17%. Now, as you can see, Wild Card Weekend was a rating smash for the NFL and their television partners. The league is on fire right now. It's recapturing the popularity we saw before Colin Kaepernick traded in his helmet for a set of knee pads. The NFL is so popular right now, the competition on TV has just given up trying to compete. No one wants to go against the NFL. The NBA, they moved their traditional Thursday night doubleheader on TNT to Tuesday nights during the fall. They didn't want to compete against Thursday night football. The Grammys. The Grammys were originally scheduled to air on January 30th. They announced yesterday they were just going to move that on to April 3rd. They claimed it was because of the COVID, but that's bullshit. January 30th, that is championship weekend in the NFL. The Grammys have been dying a slow, painful death in the ratings for years now. No one's watching. And they knew that they would get dominated by the NFL in January, early February, and then they would get thrashed by college basketball afterwards, especially in March. The NFL is untouchable right now. But if you listen to the media, if you trusted the media, which very few people do, but if you trusted the media, you would refuse to watch this dangerous and racist league. The media so badly wants the NBA to be the most popular league in the country. A few years ago, ESPN claimed within 5 years, the NBA was going to overtake the NFL in the ratings. Since that time, NBA ratings have dropped to record lows while NFL ratings are setting 5-year record highs. Think about the stories that the media was pushing heading into Wild Card Weekend. What was the main narrative? What was the main narrative that was being pushed about the NFL late last week? The NFL only has one black head coach. The league is clearly racist. It is the same tired narrative that we have been hearing for years now. Never mind the fact there are 7 head coaching vacancies right now in the NFL, half of which are expected to be filled by black coaches. ESPN didn't want you to hear that part of the story. They only pushed the narrative that fit the agenda. There's only one black head coach in the NFL, so the league and its conservative white owners are clearly racist. Kurt Streeter writes a weekly sports column for the New York Times. According to his bio, Mr. Streeter has a particular interest in the connection between sports and broader society, especially regarding issues of race, gender, and social justice. In other words, Kurt Streeter is a social justice warrior. He penned a column yesterday for the Times asking why America continues to watch the NFL. After all, the league is so racist, it's dangerous. It doesn't care about the health and well-being of its players. Not one time throughout this article did Kurt Streeter mention the fact that the NFL has created more black millionaires than anyone else. He was too busy pointing out what he called your concerns. Your concerns with the NFL. My concerns. Our concerns. The only people concerned about the NFL are guys like Kurt Streeter in the mainstream media and their virgin friends on Twitter. The rest of us don't give a shit. We just want to watch great football. He falls back on the same tired narrative that the NFL is just too violent. It promotes violence throughout the culture. You know what's strange? The only time I see the media complaining about violence on television is the NFL. That's the only time they complain about it. I didn't hear them complaining about Breaking Bad being too violent. It was the exact opposite. The show was critically acclaimed. The media loved it. The Sopranos, Narcos, Goodfellas, Casino, any Martin Scorsese film. Martin Scorsese is a media hero, but he produces graphically violent films. How is that acceptable? But the NFL is too violent. Kurt Streeter continues. He falls back on another tired narrative regarding the NFL. All the owners are white, those evil white owners profiting off minority players. Have you ever noticed the media rarely talks about the race of NBA owners? You ever notice that? Have you ever wondered why? They spend a lot of time disparaging NFL owners as evil conservative white men. Of 32 teams in the NFL, one team is owned by someone non-white, Shad Khan, Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, you know how many NBA teams are owned by an African-American? One, Michael Jordan, Charlotte Hornets. NBA ownership is overwhelmingly white, but they don't mention NBA owners and the lack of diversity in ownership because the narrative has nothing to do with race. They want you to think that when it comes to the NFL, but it has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with politics. NBA owners, they are viewed by the media as being on the side of the agenda. Mark Cuban, Mark Lazary in Milwaukee, who supported his players boycotting the playoffs 2 years ago. NBA owners have allowed the league to bend to the wishes of woke Twitter. Now contrast that with NFL owners who have actively fought against it. They put an end to kneeling for the national anthem. They pretend to be woke. They do just enough to appease the media, but behind closed doors, the NFL wants nothing to do with the bullshit, and the media knows it. Kurt Streeter then claims the NFL mishandled its response to the Kobe. Now, he doesn't provide any evidence, any details as to how they mishandled it. He just says it was mishandled, which is par for the course. The media throwing out a baseless claim and not backing it up with evidence. But what did you want them to do? The NFL did the only thing they could do. They learned to live with the COVID. It's the same exact thing the NBA did in December when the league was ravaged by positive tests. No deaths, no hospitalizations. Positive test. Now the NBA gets praised for their response. The NFL gets criticized. I do want to give Kurt Streeter credit for one thing because he did explain why the NFL is exploding in popularity and he was right. The NFL gives people something that the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL give people something that no other league is capable of giving. The NFL unifies people. When I was at Kilroy's in Indianapolis last week or the week before last, the place was packed with people from different backgrounds, different political leanings, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, all of us watching the NFL. Anytime a big play happened, people were celebrating with complete and total strangers. The NBA doesn't do that for people. Kurt Streeter talked about how the NFL has brought he and his son closer together. He talked about how the NFL was a bonding mechanism for he and his own father. The NFL unites people while the NBA divides us. The media can't stand the fact that the NFL unites us because they need to keep everyone divided. We talked about this the other day, the power brokers in this country, politicians, big business leaders, big media, they need the country divided to obtain and maintain their power. And last but not least, Kurt Streeter, another tired narrative when it comes to the NFL, concussions and CTE. Look, we all know football can be dangerous. Players going into the NFL, they know the dangers of football. It's not like it's a hidden secret. But the NFL's done all they can do to make the game as safe as possible. It's not like they're being negligent. Kurt Streeter brings up Steve McMichael. He mentions Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon is a shell of his former self. He suffers from dementia. At 53 years old, Jim McMahon was thought to have early stages of dementia. 2 years later, graduated with a bachelor's degree from BYU. He's 62 years old today, and by his own admission, he's living a great life. He then brings up Kenny Stabler. He told his son that Kenny Stabler died far too young and he had a brain injury. This is an old school media trick, only giving you part of the truth. Yes, Kenny Stabler did have brain problems, but he died at 69 years old from colon cancer. And I'll be upfront, after his death, it was discovered that he did have CTE. However, the media never mentions the vast majority of former NFL players that lead long, successful lives after their retirement. Mike Ditka, 82 years old, still living. Jim Brown, 85, still living. O.J. Simpson, 74, still living. None with any reports of brain problems. I could go on and on to that list. Like I said, the media is on a crusade to take down the NFL. They cover up the fact that NBA ratings are in the shitter, and they do everything in their power to portray the NFL as this evil organization run by white men, exploiting black men for profit. It chaps their ass when they have absolutely no influence over the rest of us. The more negative they are, the higher ratings seem to go. The media knows. Nothing they can say or expose will hurt the NFL. They thought the John Gruden story would have a negative impact. They kept that story alive for weeks. They beat it over our heads. NFL ratings went up. They will continue to do everything in their power to taint the perception of the NFL, and they'll continue to fail. All right, let me know what you guys think. Give me your thoughts on the massive NFL ratings for Wildcard Weekend and the media's crusade to take down the league. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.